When the word of emancipation spread, most of us returned to the end of the plantations, searching for our children. Freedom don't mean a damn if you can't put your arms around it. This is called time to rise. As a nation, do you feel these days our pride is showing? As a people, are we growing? While our administration seems fine not knowing the direction we are going. Arrogant leadership with a weak direction will and has become an infection affecting society into each and every single home. This isn't an anti-government speech. I'm not here to preach, but just looking for people to reach. We are becoming a nation wounded, which is a strong conclusion my psyche is having to face that I'm not willing to replace with these idealistic illusions my government keeps feeding me from an unrealistic podium from which they stand. What became of one nation for which I stand? I see. Maybe we learned that way too far back in elementary school and we would recite that pledge to the flag. I felt incited, empowered, standing tall, proud, with voice aloud, holding right hand firmly pressed against my chest. This wasn't a test. This was us as children at our best. This was true American pride. It seems we are slowly setting aside. We are spending billions in Iraq, but 4 years later, there are daily deadly attacks. So I'm asking, where are the millions being spent on the restoration to the devastation left behind by Katrina? It's becoming far too easy, almost even sleazy, to turn our eyes from New Orleans, the war, the poor, welfare lines, and the death toll left behind one student decided to carry out on a college campus with his store-bought Glock 9. We're a nation off track. Leadership we lack. I'm just wanting to rise up, take it the fuck back. Called Theory of Peace. Brought here to bring the peace while my finger rests on the trigger to release, but all this violence doesn't seem to cease. Children's parents beginning in numbers to decrease and a rain of violence is unleashed. Cars and roadside bombs explode, rounds of ammunition unload day by day and one by one. People dying, but we maintain our stay. Young soldiers, so not my play toy soldiers, are you ready for war? Do you know what you're even fighting for? Hope you survive the battles the gun fights while your children miss you in the middle of the night. There was one clear agenda after 11 of 9, but this administration was too afraid to offend a race, and political correctness has finally fucked us in the face. Take the war to the extremists, but instead sit back and lie to the nation that you have my back, wasting our time in Iraq as I sit and wait at this train stop or my bus station. Just ask England or the not-so-distant Madrid, when the hell is this nation going to step up and drop this kid? A so-called messiah to those raised spiritually misdirected, as words can become infected to the lost and so poorly neglected. Definitely a self-made militant leader, a grossly misguided extremist out to deplete innocent life. Doesn't matter from your brother to your wife. Iraq was nothing more than a distraction, a vast infraction we cannot complete. So maybe this nation should have stayed the course on bin Laden and bring defeat, as this is one mission our administration should complete. Mostly inner cities and poor white sectors signed a dotted line, only to return with battle scars, some in their box of pine. Just looking for a better life, something more, not looking to kill or go to war. And now their asses in some place fighting in a wasteland that pretty much adds up to a pile of sand. Congress passed the act to lead to war, but none of their children are signed up in the Corps. How easy was their decision when it's not their young ones being struck down with such precision? Soldiers marching in time, marching in rhyme, straight into this ongoing war crime. No blood for oil, we've heard it been shout. Blood lost in the soil, this war we begin to doubt. Red, white, and blue, our stars and stripes, our government, the media had us believe in this height. Don't test my waters, my love of country. These colors don't run, so don't think of me as being chaotic because I speak my mind. Now you want to label me as unpatriotic? Brought here to bring the peace, but now over 3K deceased. It seems more like to me soldiers' lives are simply up for lease. Do one of my personal favorites so I can do it from memory and have a little bit of interaction with the audience. I like to look at y'all. I'm beginning to see that this darkness which surrounds me and bounds me is the place spirituality has found me. Not in the sense of faith in the good book where closed off minds have told me to look. Life educated and taught me maybe too well, and this is where from the hands of God I fell. Only from depths of this level does your spirit cry out, raising you up off your feet, screaming, don't let me die out. Hang up your shoes, kid, this is life, not a tryout. Go ahead, break down, go ahead and cry out. My loneliness, this despair, seeing now with true care, my inner strength can repair. See, we're all too busy looking for someone to come along and save us, forgetting the heart and soul our Creator gave us. Yes, I see and do believe in something higher, greater than me, but don't see the need to put a label and read stories that to me are fables. Not looking to offend, just couldn't get caught up in a religious trend. Some would say my lack of faith in the book I chose to turn away, not to look, brought me to this empty place, but perception is a view that can be off cue, because this is starting to feel more like to me as a breakthrough. In life we can all come undone, but I know my heart and soul will beat again as one. Just because I slipped up and fell into sorrow, never count me out, because I will switch up and emerge again tomorrow. The world rises up and rages over some written pages, but yet I'm the one looked upon as lost. Yet my words haven't cost fathers to disown their own sons, entire nations to come undone by global economic war that has devastated families beyond their core. The only war I will ever fight, which will cause no loss of human life, is the battle in this mind, trying to find an easier way to be kind to the struggles that come along, the things that go wrong, knowing every day it's my choice whether to be strong.
I can tell where I am.